Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. In this month of February, we've been looking at the subject of faith, and we've gone a very long way to this very last week of the month of February. As we journey through faith, one of the things that we come to realize is that when we have faith, as the scriptures have said, as little as a mustard seed, we'll be able to say to this mountain, "Be thou moved," and it will move. So with faith, we are able to do a lot of things with our lives. The Bible says that by faith, the elders obtained a good report. So by faith, people have received so many things. We have the lives of Gideon, the lives of Abraham, the lives of Moses, that the scriptures speak a lot concerning their lives in Hebrews chapter 11, speaking of what they have been able to achieve and what they've been able to accomplish through faith. And so sometimes in messages and in books, you realize that we say a lot of things about faith. We talk a lot of the times about faith that makes everybody have this consciousness of the mindset that when you have faith, you are able to achieve so many things. And so people develop this mindset that if I have faith and I pray, then by faith, my prayer should be answered. If I have faith and I pray, then by faith, whatever thing I'm praying for should be answered. As a matter of fact, in Mark chapter 11, verse number 24 downwards to 27, the Bible speaks of the fact that when you have faith, after you have prayed, believe that you have received and it will be yours. And so people pray, everybody prays and expect a result, expect to see an answer. But then when you read Hebrews chapter number 11, which is our anchor scripture for today, Hebrews 11 verse 39, the Bible says that all these people won approval for their faith, but did not obtain what was promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that they would not be perfected without us. The King James Version says that all these people were commended for their faith, but they did not receive the promise because God has something better for them. I want you to understand, child of God, that indeed the people of old, they were commended for their faith. It means that the faith that they had and their expression of it, God took notice of it. And God knew that these people had faith. However, they did not obtain the promise. That is what the Bible says. Hebrews 11, 13 speaks of the fact that they had faith, but did not obtain the promise. Hebrews 11, verse 39 speaks of the fact that they were commended for their faith, and yet they still did not obtain the promise. And so in this episode of our podcast, I want you to understand, child of God, that no matter the amount of faith that you have, no matter the kind of faith that you are expressing through prayer, expressing in order to get something from the Lord, I want you to know that your faith cannot change the will of God. And so if it's the will of God for you to prosper, if it's the will of God that your prosperity will come a year from now, no matter the faith that you exhibit, it will not be able to change the mind of God concerning His sovereign will. What we have to understand is that God is sovereign and He does what He pleases. And so the sovereignty of God is such that He is able to do what He says He will do, and no man has the ability to question Him because He is God all by Himself. And the Bible is saying that though they were commended for their faith, yet they did not obtain the promise. There are many people and many believers especially who are depressed, confused and worried because they think that they have faith. They pray about something and nothing happens. They pray about something and the situation is still the same. You've been praying about your health. It is the will of God that you be in good health and you prosper. You've been praying about your health and you are not seeing result. You are praying about your finances and there is no change. And sometimes, based on what we know about having faith in God and praying to receive answers, we tend to get frustrated and even think that God does not like us. We even think that God likes others better than He likes or more than He likes us. We even think that God is not just interested in our case. Some of us have been embittered. Some of us have lost faith in God. Some of us, our faith is actually shaking. But in this episode, I want you to understand that there is a place for your faith and yet your faith cannot change the will of God. In Luke chapter number 22, Jesus Christ prayed for Peter and said that, "Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail because the devil has decided to sift you like wheat." Prior to that, Peter had gone to Jesus and told Jesus that, "Jesus, I am ready to go to prison for your sake, and I'm ready to die for the sake of the kingdom. I won't allow you to go to prison. I won't do this. I won't do that. And I won't do that." Peter had faith in Jesus, so much faith in Jesus, that he felt that Jesus was not supposed to die. And so he wanted to take a step of faith and defend Jesus and prevent him from dying. And yet, in all that he did, he denied Jesus even before time, just so that the will of God will come to pass. And Jesus clearly said to him that, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Your faith cannot change the will of God and what God wants to do. If you want to stand in the way of God, in the name of faith, you become an enemy to God and to your own destiny." Jesus had faith. There is nobody who has so much faith than Jesus. And yet when the day of reckoning came, when he had to die to save the world, his prayer was that, "Lord, if it is possible, let this cup bypass me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." He prayed it a first time, prayed it a second time, prayed it a third time, and all he was saying is that, "Lord, if it's possible, let this cup bypass me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." On the cross, one of the people who was hanging by his side was making mockery of him. And he said that, "You were the one that was saving people, healing the sick, delivering those that are oppressed and all that. Why can't you save yourself so that you will save us?" And that was what everybody was asking. That the man that could raise the dead, the man that could bring life to things that didn't have life, why is he hanging on this cross and he cannot save himself? At that point, they felt that the faith of Jesus in God had failed him. But far be it from that. He had faith in God. God could have done it. But it was the will of God that at that point, Jesus should die to save humanity. And so the faith that you have, you will be commended for your faith. Your faith will produce results. It will yield a lot of results for you. But what I want you to understand, child of God, is that no matter what faith you have and how you pray and the fasting you do in faith, if God says yes, your prayers, your faith cannot change it. And once we understand this, we will not be unbeaten. Once we understand this, we will not be bitter about God. Once we understand this, we will not worry about how God is leading us and where God is taking us. So in this year, as God is telling us to hold on to our faith, in order for us to hold on to our faith, and not grow weary in well-doing, and not grow weary in holding onto the promises of God, you need to understand that the faith that you have is only powerful and as potent as the will of God. Your faith is as powerful and as potent as the will of God. Anything outside the will of God, your faith cannot claim it for you. If the will of God is for you to remain in your country, no matter how you fast and how you pray, your faith cannot take you outside of the place that you find yourself. And so, in all we do, in order not for us to be frustrated, I want to encourage you, child of God, that let your faith be made complete in Christ Jesus. May your faith be made complete in Christ Jesus. And once your faith is made complete in Christ Jesus, everything that you have faith for comes to pass because you take steps that are in line with the will of God for your life. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. I pray for you that in this week, your faith will be aligned to the sovereign will of God for your life, so that everything that you desire and pray about it, you will receive an instant miracle and an instant answer. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to encourage you, child of God, to be a part of the prayer closet. We meet on Mondays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. Ghana time, exactly 10 p.m. We meet and then we pray fervently in the spirit, and we draw a lot of energy and strength from prayer, and also we draw closer to God in prayer. I want you to know that the times that we find ourselves in are evil times. The times are not favorable, and everything is closing in and crashing in on the world. We need to get connected to Jesus so that he can navigate us through this world and get us to the place that he wants us to be. And so I invite you to be a part of the prayer closet. There's an every Mondays and Thursdays, 10 p.m. And we pray. If you want to be a part of it, you can always get in touch with us. WhatsApp us on 0242027166 or 0548080974. And as you do that, we will send you the link and you will join us. And together we'll pray to the God that is able to hear in closet and answer us duly. The Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Have a blessed week. Amen.